Truth be told, I intended to go in one direction with this sermon, and then, you know, the Holy Spirit moved, and so now I have decided to go in another direction. So the sermon title that's printed in your bulletin doesn't really work, but that's okay. There's so much in this scripture that we could talk about, and truthfully, I could probably do a decent sermon series on this passage, and so I've decided to just focus on one thing that I overlooked maybe the first five or six times I read it. But first, I want you to imagine a time in your life where you had a big decision to make, and you weren't quite sure what to do. You had all these options, maybe, and you weren't sure which one to go, which way to go. You're weighing the consequences and the benefits. You're making pros and cons lists. Or maybe it was a personal relationship, and you were struggling in that relationship, and you're just wondering, what is the future for this relationship? Where are we going to go? Or maybe it's even a more sort of like deep existential struggle within you that is, why am I here? What is my purpose? Those are personal examples of a need for discernment. And you know, while we go through that sort of on an individual, personal, or even a family level, churches also go through periods of time where they need discernment, and they need to figure out kind of what might be pulling them forward. So, as I've experienced this church in the year and a couple months that I've been serving here so far, I've experienced that we're in a period of time where we have this chance and this opportunity for some discernment going forward, that we have a rich history. We've been around for almost 150 years. We've survived a whole lot. We've seen Altoona change all around us. We've lived through wars and deployments. We've lived through birth and death and divorce and funerals. And we are dreaming together about what might be coming forward in the next 150 years. So what's our next step? What does Altoona need from this church in this time and in this season? These are the questions that we have been asking. I know that in times of discernment in my life, in my personal life, I have oftentimes lost patience and become very exasperated. And this is so silly, and I feel really, really silly admitting it to you. But there have been times in my life where I have been at such a loss for what to do that I have just taken a Bible. I only have a hymnal up here. And just sort of like been like, God, just like show me something. And tried to just like flip open the page and look for what God would be showing me on that page. So desperate was I to try to find some sort of sign. And of course I would like open up to, I don't know, like Deuteronomy. And it would have something about building a temple and how many cubits something should be. So, like, what am I supposed to do with that? Come on, seriously? I wish I would have opened up to this passage. I will say, though, that there was one time out of maybe, like, 10 or 20 that the flip open the Bible thing worked. But that's a story for another day. I wish I would have opened up to this passage because I think this particular scripture is so rich with instruction for how to live our lives. And the thing that I missed the first few times that I read it, which I want to focus on today, is that Jesus sent them out in pairs. You can almost just sort of like glide past it when you're reading, and you get sort of caught up in these other instructions that are in that chapter, but we have to remember that God sends us out in pairs. God desires for us to be in partnership with one another. We're not meant to be alone. With two people together, or three, or four, or 100, there is potential for growth, and there's potential for questions, and there's potential, indeed, for conflict. Conflict is a sign that we're not static. Conflict is even a sign of growth, that there's new things happening, and we're having to figure out how to address it. It can be a wonderful thing. Because when we gather together and in partnership, in pairs or in larger groups, we have the opportunity to see things from multiple perspectives. We have the opportunity to learn from each other with our various strengths and weaknesses. We have the opportunity to support one another when the going gets rough, or when one of us is angry or discouraged or grieving. When one of us loses the light, I know that the rest of us can hold that light high until we can find it again together. Jesus sends them out in pairs because together we are so much stronger and so much more faithful. I hear a lot of people use this language about it's me and my personal relationship with Jesus. And that is beautiful. That works for people. But when people say, you know, I just want to move forward in my personal relationship with Jesus, I wonder if what's missing is the church, everybody, our relationships, these partnerships that we have a chance to invest in. Jesus gives us partners in ministry. God has given me all of you as partners in ministry in this place and in this time. So it's not just me and my personal relationship with Jesus. It's our personal relationships with Jesus and with each other. I firmly believe that out of this desire for partnership and for God's seeking God's direction, our church is sort of in this beautiful place where we have the opportunity to seek together and to be really open about where the Holy Spirit might be moving us. And so to that end, we've been engaging in a process that we've sort of been calling the listening gatherings and listening campaigns. So over the past 2 months, we've hosted a series of small in-home gatherings with about 8 to 12 people in each gathering, and they've been facilitated conversations, asking some really specific questions about our experiences, and through those conversations, we've been listening to the voice of the Holy Spirit and what God would have us do in these next few years. And at least from the two gatherings that I helped facilitate, I was so impressed and so exuberant at all of the results and all of the comments that came out of it. I truly felt like God was speaking to us in the room through each other. So through these gatherings, we've had these facilitators who asked the questions and took careful notes, and all of those facilitators are going to be meeting today after worship to share together what we learned. And in that time, we'll be able to sort of identify those common threads that maybe God has been planting similar seeds in many of our hearts, and we can see, oh, maybe this is what God is calling us to do. And we're also going to pay attention to some of those sort of like way outside the box, far-reaching ideas, because sometimes those are gems. Those are just diamonds in the rough. And we can pay attention to those and really discern maybe that crazy, off-the-wall, incredibly creative idea is also exactly where God is calling us to do. So it's during this facilitator's summit, as I'm calling it, that we will begin to discern some of those. And this is a process, right? So we'll just begin that process today. The next step in going through all of these conversations that we've had is to share those common threads and pieces with the ministry table. And the ministry table is made up of all of the committee chairs and representatives from deacons, elders, and board. And so it's basically all of the people that this congregation has entrusted with leadership. And they're going to get together and say, how can we as leaders apply these common threads to our ministries as a church? And together in that group, we'll begin to sort of craft the beginnings of a statement, some sort of mission or vision that we can continually point back to when we're not sure what to do, or when we're faced with a couple of different amazing opportunities, but we just have to choose one. I think the point of all of this listening has been to guide us in our partnership with one another and with God. And truly, it's a process that guides us back to partnership, right? Because from the ministry table meeting, we'll begin to craft those statements that will help us guide our congregation, and then we'll be sent out as partners in Christ's service, again, to work toward what God has revealed to us. My prayer is that this listening process will really guide us in a very faithful way into our mission and into our vision. It will help us connect with our history and our strengths, and it will guide us into the future as we discover things that God has yet to reveal to us. We can accomplish so much more when we work in partnership with one another. I have no doubt that every single pair that Jesus sent out to do his work, to spread his love, to heal and cast out evil, I have no doubt that they faced many challenges, but they faced them together. I have no doubt that at some times they found each other challenging, and yet they stuck it out. Because surely if they had failed, we would not be here today. The gospel would have diminished and dissolved, and it would have been lost in the course of history. But they, through their partnership, made a difference. And so can we. May it be so.